Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to get to know your opinions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Alright. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Alright, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, and the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Definitely? Alright, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Could you repeat that?
For sure. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat, all right. And in the November 2020 general elections, meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So would you mind sharing your age?
56.
I'm sorry, did you say 56 or 66?
56.
56, alright, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
You want my race?
For sure, yes please.
White.
White, alright. Could you please bring your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
What is extremely I'm extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated? Alright, so it would be a 10. So, thinking about the direction the country has headed in, generally
it would be 12. If 8 is top, I'm at... But go ahead.
All right. I mean, I can totally just put that in the footnotes. If he could, he would put
yep.
No. No worries. So, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is going?
Generally satisfied.
Generally satisfied. All right. Thank you. So, again, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Hold on here. Give me the options for answering the last question. Am I satisfied with the way the country's going? Dissatisfied? What is it?
Yeah, so the options for the past one, about like the direction the country is headed in, the options were, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I am satisfied with the direction that Joe Biden is trying to take the country, but I'm dissatisfied with the situation the country's in because we've got a lot of people playing games for their own political and for their own political benefit.
All right. So you would want to switch the one where like the country is headed in, switch that one to dissatisfied. But then about the question about like do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you somewhat approve, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve of Joe Biden's performance.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve of the performance of the Democrats.
Strongly
generally.
Or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve? All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you think this is like a very important issue they should focus on, a 5 is that you think it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 means that it's not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first issue is banning TikTok.
7.
All right. criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
Let's go back to the TikTok. We'll go with an 8 on TikTok. And can you repeat that question you just gave me?
For sure. So the one that I just repeated was, well, just said, but I'm going to repeat now, sorry, is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
Does what to bad cops?
And holds. I'm assuming it means, like, holds them accountable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, holds bad cops accountable. That's about probably about a 5. Six.
All right. Making college more affordable.
Is 10 the top?
Yes, 10 is most important.
Okay. College more affordable, that would be about a 6.5, 7, 6 or 7.
All right. So creating more affordable housing.
Seven,
all right. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
12.
All right.
10.
So, all right, yeah. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10, all right. Reducing crime and violence.
Repeat that.
Reducing crime and violence.
7.
7, all right. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
8, all right. And working to end a war in Gaza.
Repeat that, please.
For sure. Working to end the war in Gaza.
9.
9, all right. Thank you. So, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
I feel the President is, and I feel the Democratic portion of the Congress is. I think that he...
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. So, for the most part, would you say that, yes, they are?
Go ahead. Repeat the question.
For sure. So the question is, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that aren't important to you?
I feel that the President is, yes, I do feel the President is spending time and energy on issues that are important to me, and the Democratic portion, is it all one question? You can't just break it up into parts. You got to say yes or no.
Yeah, sorry. It is just one question. They both are part of, like, the same thing.
I feel that the... No.
No? All right. All right. So that's, you have to... Put the, all right. Well, no worries.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on the issues that are important to you. So does this make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Extremely motivated.
Still makes you very motivated, all right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 basically means that you like them, as 0 means that you don't really like them that much, like you have very unfavorable opinions about them, and a 50 is neutral. So the first person is Mike Johnson, and you can use any number from 0 to 100.
Okay. We're rating them on 0 is despise them, 50 is okay, and 100 is strongly approve?
Yeah, for sure, yes, exactly.
And you want my opinion about my, you want my opinion, you want me to,
rate my
number, 0. I can't say that. Probably, Johnson, probably 30%.
30%. All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
There's some Republicans that still have their sanity, but a lot of them are nuts. Republicans in Congress, I'd have to say about 30%.
30%. All right. What about Meta/Facebook?
You want my opinion of their reputation or how I feel about them?
It can be both. It can be like just truly like your general opinion about them, or like just what you think of them.
No, 60.
60. All right. TikTok.
Who?
TikTok.
40.
40. All right. Hakeem Jeffries.
80.
80. All right. Elon Musk.
60.
60. All right. Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
0.
-10.
All right. I'll make sure to put -10 there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
60.
60, all right. Joe Biden.
90.
90, all right. And Democrats in Congress.
80.
80, all right. Thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So, generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's a Democrat. I agree with a lot of the policies he enacted to try to mitigate the damage that the GOP and Trump did, and he's a Democrat.
That's a lot. All right. So I'll make sure to put he's a Democrat twice. So he's a Democrat, and you agree with a lot of the policies he's, like, made?
Correct, yes. I agree with many of his policies.
The policies he has made. All right, perfect. All right, just putting comments here, so it looks like an actual sentence. All right, perfect. Okay, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 80% of the survey. So sorry, I had to cough there. So sorry about that.
Take your time. It's fine.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Would you say, you know, like, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I'm fairly informed.
So, generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society, or more of a threat?
I'm kind of 50-50 on that.
All right. So, would you say that maybe it could be, like, somewhat more of a benefit, or somewhat more of a threat?
Somewhat more of a benefit.
Somewhat more of a benefit. All right, thank you. So, which of the following comes closest to your own view? Do you think that tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are? They should be more regulated than they currently are? Or do you think that the current level of regulation is about right?
Probably more regulated social media and stuff like that.
All right, thank you. So, thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, or Meta, video games, TikTok, Instagram, X, or Twitter?
Now, repeat that statement or that question.
For sure. Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security?
Go ahead.
And somebody with the categories again as well?
Yeah, go ahead with the categories.
All right. So the categories are YouTube, Google, Facebook, also known as Meta, video games, TikTok, Instagram, or X, formerly known as Twitter.
Do I have to choose one?
Yes, please.
Okay, I would probably say probably, it's kind of like a toss-up between TikTok and Facebook, but I would say TikTok in all likelihood.
All right. So switching gears a little bit, how often do you use each of the social media platforms that I'm going to mention, and that is if you use them at all? So the categories are if you use them like multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or, like, never. So the first one is Facebook.
Never.
Never, all right. Instagram?
Never. I don't use any of them. Never.
X, or also known as Twitter?
No. Hell no. Good.
What about YouTube?
Occasionally, maybe once a month, twice a month.
Right.
YouTube, yeah, I mean, you know, I do use it for, like, tutorials on, like, how to fix brakes.
Oh, yes,
brakes
me too. I use it so much for, like, learning things. So,
right.
Thinking about, like, so now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, if you could please tell me if you either strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of these statements. So the first one is, TikTok plays a positive role in society.
How do I answer the question? If agree or disagree?
Yeah, based on the statement, if you think this statement, like if you strongly agree with it, somewhat agree with it, somewhat disagree with it, or strongly disagree with it.
Okay, so this is, do I strongly or do I agree or disagree that they have a benefit to society?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So TikTok plays a positive role in society. Do you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, all right. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree as well, but go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, I somewhat agree.
All right. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, all right. Just want to confirm, because I'm not sure if I heard you right, but for the one that was TikTok plays a positive role in society, did you say that you somewhat agree?
Yes, I somewhat agree.
Okay, just wanted to, like, check. So, the statement in the next one is, Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree?
Yes.
All right. X, or also known as Twitter, keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right. X, or Twitter, plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right. Thank you. So, have you recently seen or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Repeat that statement.
For sure. Have you recently seen or read or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes, I've heard of it.
All right. Have you heard of, like, a lot of it or a little?
Quite a large amount, yes.
A lot, all right. So next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 5 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right. So generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More inclined to. What's the structure of the answer? What is it? Am I inclined or disinclined to support a candidate who voted to ban TikTok?
Yeah, that basically is it. So then the categories just go like, if this would make you much more likely to vote for them, or somewhat more likely to vote for them, or somewhat more likely to vote against them, or much more likely to vote against them?
Somewhat more likely to vote for them.
All right. So what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would you say that it's because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? They're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They're playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data. Or because they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors?
Do I have to choose one of those answers?
Yes, please.
Okay, repeat the answers. Now hold it.
For sure.
Do I think the motivation for the politicians to ban TikTok is one of these, correct?
Yeah. This one is just based on the options I'm going to give you. Which one do you think is the primary reason to why the Congress wants to ban TikTok?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So the list of answers goes, they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They're playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors.
I believe there's multiple facets to that answer. I mean, you know, there's probably, there's multiple answers to that, but I would say that primary cause is security, concern with China's access to the data.
All right.
Which is
so would you say it's because,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. So would you say it's because they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us?
Correct. But I think there's four other valid answers there, too. But, you know, that if I got to pick one, I'll pick that one.
All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And you can select multiple ones for this one. So, the list goes, do you get your information from talk or news radio, from YouTube, from news aggregators such as Apple News or Google News, local TV news, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news websites or apps, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, print newspapers or magazines, music and entertainment sites, or would you say you get your information from none of the above?
What was the last one?
The last one is none of the above.
Oh, I receive my information from newspapers, broadcast TV, cable news, and you want to run the options by me again? I mean, go ahead.
For sure. So the options are talk or news radio, YouTube, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, local TV news, national evening TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news websites or apps, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, print newspapers or magazines, or music and entertainment sites?
Talk radio, and broadcast radio, public radio, local TV, national TV, cable, and newsprint, newspapers and magazines. And some online content.
All right, and some online. All right. Perfect.
But only the ones that are put up by, you know, not friggin' Joe's Garage, you know, like CNN or NBC, something like that, you know.
All right.
ABC. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time thus far. So the last two questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of school that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. All right. What is your marital status?
Single.
Single?
Divorced.
Divorced?
Yeah, single.
Divorced. Divorced. All right. Thank you. So do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, thank God.
Okay, understandable. All right, well, this will conclude the survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time this far. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thanks very much for calling.
All right, Evie, thank you so much for answering.
All right. You have a good day, and thank you. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.